Do you know what, Jen? I don't think I've ever looked better in my life. I think I'm at the peak of my physical prowess.
I think you are.
At the moment. And yeah. I would love to share that with people. I'd love people to be able to see me in the flesh.
It's selfish to keep this.
It is. This amount of radiance needs to be shared. So I thought what I would do is invite people along to see me in real life.
To be in the same room at the Museum of Comedy.
At the Museum of Comedy, because comedy is what I do most of the time.
And you belong in a museum.
No.
It was, how rude.
My self-esteem had climbed and now it's back down on the floor. But no, I love the Museum of Comedy and I'm going to go there and I'm going to take my raw magnetism with me on Wednesday the 24th of April.
Can I come too?
You can. Just try not to sort of detract from my glow, you know.
Okay.
We are going to have the magnificent Jenny Ryan, a magnificent guest.
Ooh.
TBA. Wednesday the 24th of April. Put it in your diaries. Bring your sunglasses because I am shining.
Yeah, get your tickets now. The link is in our social media or from the Museum of Comedy website.
Oh, please do come. Jen's all right as well.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
What's your name?
Jenny Ryan.
Correct. What's my name?
Lucy Porter.
Correct. What are we doing?
We're making a podcast all about quizzing.
Correct. What's it called?
Fingers on Buzzers.
Correct. Hello and welcome to a very special international edition of...
Fingers on Buzzers.
Very international jingle as well. That covered all the continents and time zones.
I'm glad you noticed.
Oh, yeah. You went to Hawaii and back in your head. So we are delighted to be joined by a winner of the Nigerian version of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Magnificent. I knew it was international.
Yeah.
But it's a pan-African endeavour, isn't it?
It is.
Mm.
Yes, and the beauty of it is as well, if you want to watch it on YouTube, obviously it's in English. So
play along.
You can absolutely play along. And the host, by the way, is brilliant. I think we will talk about that later because we have Toyo Presley Palmer, who was on that show and is fascinating. And before we speak to Toyo, I have prepared a very special quiz in his honour because it's about Nigerian television.
Wow. I think you may have found a weak spot in my television knowledge.
But do you know, the reason I do this is to prove that sometimes when you get a subject come up in a quiz, you think, as Jenny just did, oh no, but I don't know anything about that. But you will often be able to find a way through to answer these questions. And I am confident that you will get 5 out of 5 on this quiz.
Wow.
Ooh. Yeah.
That's a powerful prediction.
Because you know more about Nigerian television than you think. As so often in life, you know more about stuff than you think you do, right?
Okay.
So, the Nigerian version of Deal or No Deal was broadcast in 2007 and was presented by a footballer.
Yes.
Who has played for Wimbledon and I think had a few caps for England. Who is that footballer?
Oh, I feel like I know this.
Now, I've done various TV shows with him over the years. He's a lot of fun. And he relocated to Nigeria for a while. His daughter, I think, is now a social media star. And also, in fact, yeah, his daughter, I think, has made documentaries about her uncle.
Well, I was going to say, is this somebody who is known for presenting an ITV?
Yes.
action game show
indeed it is.
Is it John Fashion?
It is The Fash.
The Fash.
Who, when I... Wow. The first time I worked with him, he said, I'm John Fashion. You can call me Fash. Is that all right? I mean, to me, it means fascist, but whatever, if that's what you want.
He's reclaiming it.
Let's
take the sting out of that. Out of that little syllable.
So John Fashanu presented Nigerian Deal or No Deal.
Wow.
Okay, the long-running soap opera, Tinsel, which has been running in Nigeria from 2008, so it's had a good old run to the present day, it's called Tinsel, and it is set in which industry?
Well, I would think, like, tinsel, like, it's not going to be Christmas decoration industry. I'm going to go...
Although that is a show I would watch.
Absolutely.
100%.
Is it possibly a play on Tinseltown? So if Tinseltown's Hollywood, it would be Nollywood?
It is. It's set in the film industry. It's about two rival Nollywood film production companies.
Oh, that sounds amazing, actually.
Real Studios and Odyssey Pictures. Question number three. In which decade was terrestrial television first broadcast in Nigeria?
Wow.
Now, this is quite an interesting one because I looked at the table of when TV was first broadcast in different countries, and it is fascinating.
It's astonishing. Is this a... Oh. Ooh.
So I'll tell you that terrestrial television was broadcast in Nigeria slightly before Ireland and a long time before the Falkland Islands.
Oh, well.
So I guess the UK or England, I suppose. Well, I guess in Britain, it was 30s, 40s.
Yeah.
So, you know, and I'll tell you that the Falkland Islands didn't get a terrestrial TV broadcast until 1991.
I was going to say it was the 90s for them. I'm going to go.
So it's somewhere between those two.
1960s.
One decade out.
Oh, wow.
Well, really only just. It was 1959. So it was practically the 60s. So because Ireland was 1961. So 1959. But you were so close. I think we should give it. What do you think, Amanda?
I think so.
Question number four. Taiwo Ajayi-Lycett, no relation to Joe, is...
Sure?
Well, actually, yeah, I say that. I'm going to add it.
Check.
But Taiwo Ajayi-Lycett... is an 81-year-old acclaimed stage and screen actor in Nigeria. But she did make an appearance in a sitcom in the UK in an episode called Father's Clinic. And it was a knockabout sitcom starring Michael Crawford.
Oh. Well, it's a knockabout, though. Knockabout, I would go for Some Mothers Do Album.
It was Some Mothers Do.
Wow.
Yes.
Father's Clinic. I don't remember that episode.
It's where Frank, apparently,
Is it when Betty's pregnant?
Yes.
Oh, and he's helping. Oh, you know what? What a lovely dad.
Do you know he was lovely to Jessica, wasn't he?
He was a very caring husband and father, I would say, even if he was possibly going to die on his way home from the shops at any moment. Those nappies aren't making it all the way home, ladies. I'm sorry.
So many reasons you couldn't make that show today, but we did love it at the time. And your final question, and I mean, you've done amazingly well. In 1987, NTA, the main Nigerian broadcaster, made a TV series based on the novel Things Fall Apart by which Nigerian author?
Is it Chinua Achebe?
It is. Boom. So do you know what? Nigerian television, it turns out you're an expert, Jen.
I really am. I mean, I didn't tell you at the time, but I do have NTA on my digital box there.
Yes.
Tuned in. Programmed it in as number one.
Yeah, well, do you know what? You were right to do so because you will then be able to watch the Nigerian version of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire featuring the man we're about to speak to, who is Toyo Presley Palmer.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedy-ad-free. That's amazon.com/comedy-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
So we have a very exciting guest now. We are joined by someone who has been on the Nigerian version of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Oh, it's global.
I know, the global phenomenon that is Millionaire. And this is Toyo Palmer. Hi.
Good pleasure to meet you again.
So lovely to meet you. Now tell us about Millionaire and the time that you went on it.
It was actually 3 months ago. I think I went for the game show around... the game show was between March and April. I've actually been wanting to be a participant of the show for like God knows when.
Yeah, so because it was like, on for years, wasn't it, on Nigerian TV, and then it took a break.
Yeah, there was a time it took a break. It went hiatus for like, let me say 5 years. I can't really tell. Mm-hmm. But it just came up this year, and I was like, yeah, this is my time, and I have to be there, and I have to do this stuff.
Because the host, it's had the same host throughout. Unlike the British version, where they've changed hosts for the reboot, they've brought back the original host, Frank Idoho. Yeah?
Yeah. I think the reason they actually brought him back for the show was like, Frank Idoho is like a trademark for the show. Like, bringing someone new would make it look... more or less lose its originality and all that. So I think that was a major reason they brought him back.
Yeah, and he's brilliant. He's such a great host.
Very well. And he has this energetic presence. When I was with him, I was like, wow, there was this aura around him that just made everything so magical.
So did you grow up watching the show and you always wanted to be on it?
Yeah. Funny enough, I grew up watching the show when I was in junior high school. Back then, I didn't really have a dream of participating and all that. But it got to time because for someone like me, I happen to be a knowledge monger and an epistemophile. I'm the kind of person that has this insatiable appetite for wanting to know things and learn things.
Yeah, classic quizzer. Classic quizzer, yeah. So,
I felt what that event or opportunity or contest would give me a better opportunity than Who Wants to Be a Millionaire game show. And when it came, I just felt that this was my time to go in.
So what are you doing? What's your job day to day then?
I teach art history and civic education.
So tell us about the process of applying.
Qualifying for the show, you have to dial a USSD code from a particular Nigerian network. When you dial into the USSD code, there's a question which will cost some airtime. It's actually very, very simple. But after answering that question, they'll tell you that you have to wait for the next round. After doing that, I just chilled down, like I took my mind off it and all that. So there was a particular day I was back home and I just received an anonymous call. I'm like, wow. This Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Is this Toyo Palmer from Benin? And I say, yeah, this Toyo Palmer. It's okay. This is a qualifying question. This question is going to determine if you're going to be on the game show or not. And I was like, wow, I'm not even prepared. I didn't even know that call me and all that. And the person asking the question just said, just give it a try. Just give it a try. You can never tell. And there was something more or less like an assurance she gave to me. She was like, this question is going to be really very difficult, but I can promise you, even if you can't get the exact answer, if you get something closest to the answer, you're going to be live on the game show.
So can you remember what that question was?
Yeah, the question was about a commercial city in Nigeria, Lagos.
Uh-huh.
They asked me about what was the distance in kilometers of the Lagos mainland bridge.
Wow.
Ooh.
Yeah, not many people will know that completely, 100%, but you have to give your best answer,
But there was an idea I used in getting the answer. I used, you know, sometimes when you ask questions, you might not know the answer, but you could use other nuggets and other facilitators from your experience to answer the question. So there was something else I used to probably give a good guess on what the answer might be.
Well, you obviously did well because you got onto the show. So tell us how you got on the actual show.
Yeah, it was a very candid experience. They paid for my flight ticket. There was very good hotel, meals and all that. But the most amazing of it all was that I got to meet some of the smartest people I've ever met in my life. Those smartest people. Funny enough, people always say that the who wants to be a millionaire, sitting on the hot seat with the host is the hot seat. But to me, that's not the hot seat. The odd seat is passing the qualifying question.
Yes.
Because there was this thing I realized that, like, if after all the audios and all that qualifying question, because even after asking me that qualifying question, there was also another stage. I was like, if after going through all this audio and I don't get to sit on that odd seat, wow.
Yeah. What a long way to come just to not do the show.
When I sat down and there were the screens and they were about to display the qualifying questions, the questions, the fastest finger, I just felt this crazy anxiety and tension and stress. I was just trying to employ different psychological antics to probably make me feel comfortable and cool. And what I did was I was trying to remember funny comedy movies I'd watched, and I was just trying to replay the scene in my mind.
What a nice technique to use. Just give yourself lovely, happy
memory. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just trying to, there was some most of the funny movies I've watched in my past, and I was just trying to replay the scenes mind to probably make me feel a bit better.
That's a great technique.
It's brilliant.
But you got into the chair, you were sitting with the host. How did that go? Were you still thinking of the comedy movies?
No. I felt fulfilled. I felt like,
you can relax then.
Yeah.
Enjoy.
When I got to that stage, I just, like, even if I don't get to win much, the very fact I'm sitting down with this host, and, like, I fulfilled my dreams and all that. I was very, very happy.
Remind us, what is the star prize? It's Naira, isn't it? 10 million Naira?
I think it's 20 million Naira now. They increased the prize.
And may we ask, how much did you win?
I left at question 8. And I think question 8 is like 100,000 Naira.
Nice. That's still, so it's a good amount of money. And can you remember the final question that you were asked?
Yeah, the final question was, it was a question about, there was a word, a particular word, and the word was associating meaning with a particular word.
Yeah.
I still remember one of the options being Indian and all that. I think it was a theme, like, what was the meaning of this theme and what was that? I even had to use the option of phone a friend because I had exhausted on my timeline, but I just knew. And he asked me, do you want to walk away? And I was like, wow, it's okay. I didn't really come here for the money. I just came here for experience.
Yes. And so the experience lived up to your expectations, And are there any other quiz shows on Nigerian TV that you could potentially go on, or is it pretty much just Millionaire?
Yeah, that's... The Millionaire Game Show was just a show that kind of fits my personality and all that.
Yeah.
apart from the millionaire game show, there's always the very big one that everybody clamors for. It's when the time for the show comes, everybody just spellbound. Everybody likes the drama, the antics, and all that, which is the Big Brother Nigeria.
Oh, okay, yes, that's a huge deal. Yeah.
I applied for it anyway, but I couldn't. I didn't get it. Probably I'll try next time.
We will definitely be watching it every episode if you get on.
Yeah, well, and I mean, if you ever find yourself in the UK, maybe Millionaire UK might be.
I'm actually looking for that. I'm actually looking towards that opportunity. But the pending question I've already been asking, most of these games shows, I don't know if the eligibility is exposed to an international audience and all that. So I don't.
An international version with international contestants with sort of global questions that everyone has an equal chance at.
Yes.
That would be a really good version.
Well, there is a show, Toya, that we love, which is called Going for Gold. And that was an international quiz show. And we are desperate to bring that back. And if we do, then we will be in touch immediately because you would be perfect for that.
Great contestant.
Oh, very, very glad. I live for that.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much for talking us through your experience on Millionaire.
Thank you very much. A pleasure.
It was such a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you very much, Toyo Palmer.
Thank you very much.
Well, what a lovely episode.
Lovely. Toyo, what a man.
Incredible. And it's so lovely when you discover a quiz that you can watch, because I am now going back to watch all the episodes of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire Nigeria.
She's hooked.
I know, and it's opened up a whole world of African quiz and game shows that I was not previously aware of. So absolutely. Thank you very much for that. Thank you for being a brilliant interview, Toyo. And thank you to Jenny. Thank you to Amanda. And thank you most of all to our listeners. Join us next time for another
Fingers on Buzzers.
Fingers on Buzzers starred Lucy Porter and Jenny Ryan and was produced by Amanda Redman, with music by Kevin MacLeod and Justin Edwards. Email quiz at fingersonbuzzers.com and tweet at fingersbuzzers. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to join us next time for more Fingers on Buzzers.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.